Hello and welcome to the Insulin Resistance Solution Practitioner Training Orientation video. I'm Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and it's my intent to lead you through an overview and get you used to what we're going to be covering throughout the program. I always like to begin with this slide, and I'm modeling this for you. You can, if you're doing online stuff, you can start with a slide like this. It's a disclaimer slide. If you're working with people in the office, I highly recommend that you have it as part of their intake forms, that you have them fill out something and sign something that says that they understand that what you're providing is education, that you're not diagnosing and you're not treating, and that your care is meant to be in conjunction with a qualified health professional if they're under the care of a doctor, not instead of. Unless, of course, you are a doctor or you are a nurse practitioner of some sort, that you have the license to diagnose and treat. Those are words we don't use unless you have the license for it. As long as you don't use those words, you are providing education for people. You are helping people to see some of the things that might be going on for them, some of the pathways in their body and some of their different labs that might not be in an optimal range, and educate them as to why that might not be. But you're not giving them medical advice and you're not giving them diagnosis. And you want to be really clear with that. Somebody asked, well, you know, I'm not a licensed professional. I can't read labs. You can read labs just as well as anybody, and by the time you're finished with this, and if you've been through any of my other programs, you probably read labs better than most doctors do, because you're looking for functional changes, and you're looking for things that you can teach, note the word teach, your clients to do before they develop a disease. So there's no need to diagnose anything. You're looking for patterns that suggest that they're on the path, and they're going to love you for it. They're going to absolutely love you for it, because you're going to change the way they feel. You're going to change the way they look. They're going to be empowered, and they're going to refer everybody to you because of the great results they get. We're here to help our clients get their blood sugars under control. And what does that mean to them? That means that they are going to have overall better energy, better mental clarity, get rid of the extra pooch around the middle, and prevent long-term complications like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, cancer, and Alzheimer's. So we're looking to restore normal blood sugar management. And all the tools that I'm going to give you are going to help you to help your client restore their normal blood sugar management. The glands and organs involved are the pancreas, the liver, and the adrenal glands. When your blood sugar gets too high, insulin is secreted to help your body move that sugar out of the bloodstream and into the cells. When the blood sugar gets too low, your pancreas secretes glucagon, which helps you to raise your blood sugar by going to the liver and releasing stored glycogen or stimulating the release of stored fat and turning it into sugar. This is the way it works. This is the way it's supposed to work. It's supposed to stay steady. You can go 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours between meals and not have blood sugar dips. In fact, that's a healthy person. I get very irritated when I listen to practitioners or read books that they say everybody should be eating every 2 hours to maintain healthy blood sugar levels. That is not a good idea, and we'll be going through more and more of that, especially in the nutrition piece. I'll share with you why the research, why I believe that, and how I think that can be damaging, actually. Yes, if you've got a pathological blood sugar management system and you eat every 2 hours, and especially if you eat, you know, things that are low glycemic and with protein, you will keep your blood sugar steady, but you're not fixing the problem. You should be able to keep it steady regardless. You should be able to make it through a whole night of sleeping and have your blood sugar stay nice and steady, because the constant production by the pancreas of either glucose or glucagon or insulin to keep it steady. This whole system is affected by stress, it's affected by diet, and it's affected by genetics. And we're going to be looking at all these factors and talking to you about how you can manage it. The normal insulin response to food. You eat, your blood sugar rises, your pancreas secretes insulin. Insulin escorts the glucose into the cells. And by the way, that's no easy feat. There's a whole bunch of nutrients and chemical processes required for that, which is why it gets broken. The blood glucose decreases. Leptin levels rise and triggers fat burning and decreased appetite so that you can work on your stores. And you're a happy camper. Your insulin stops secreting because the message gets sent that, hey, leptin's here. We don't need insulin anymore. We're in fat burning mode. We don't need to be doing any more insulin. And then the energy increases as a result of that sugar getting into the cell, getting converted to ATP. And then after time, you get hungry again. You eat and the whole process starts all over again. If you get hungry and you choose not to eat, you'll get to see there's actually a very beneficial cascade of hormones that happens if, so long as you don't let it go too far, that helps you to go into fat burning even more profoundly. And that's a hormone called ghrelin. I'll give you a little hint of what's to come. So you should be able to maintain. And we're going to talk about how you can help your clients to space their meals better. As a review of what we're going to be covering here, or an overview of what we're going to be covering in any program that's going to help somebody to restore insulin sensitivity, overcome blood sugar imbalances, and create the balance in their body that they're looking for. And there's five key areas: nutrition, stress, exercise, sleep, and timing. And throughout this program, I'm going to be guiding you through the various and sundry things you need to know in each of these areas. So you'll get the science behind it so you really thoroughly understand, and then some tools and activities that you can do with your clients to help bring balance in each of these areas. We're covering five key areas, five key steps that are needed to restore balance. And I'm going to be giving you tools to use in each of these areas. One is increase their insulin sensitivity. And then two is decrease their insulin need. When they have low insulin sensitivity and high insulin need based on what they're eating, what's going to happen is they end up with high sugar, poor sugar control, and elevated insulin and all the damages that that causes. We're going to help them to reduce inflammation because that damages the insulin receptors. We're going to help them to optimize fat burning and lean muscle building because that's an important aspect of having appropriate glucose control. And finally, minimizing what I call the candy bar eating effects of stress. So what I'd like to go through in this presentation is the steps that I'm going to take you through that you're going to be following in working with your clients. The first step is assessments, a set of assessments. And I'll be going through each of these points in more detail. I'm just providing you with the overview of those steps right now. Then you're going to be adding supplements, foods, herbs that increase the sensitivity of their insulin receptors. So that's that first step. We're going to look at attitude and stress adjustments that are going to help them to have better glucose control. Movement. And timing guidelines to optimize their hormones. Each of these is covered in a great deal of detail in the appropriate part of the course. We're going to work on improving the quality and the quantity of the sleep. And I've laid these out in a particular order. You may go in a slightly different order, but I've chosen this order because it works. We start out with assessments because you want to know what's going on with them. And I'll share with you some of what those assessments are. And then before we start to make major changes to their diet and lifestyle, we incorporate supplements, foods, and herbs that help them to increase the sensitivity of their insulin receptors. And that way, when we get to the part about taking out those foods that are hurting them, it won't be such a major transition. And then, of course, the attitude, the movement, the timing. I do those in that particular order just because I feel like that's the order that I've discovered works really well. But you may find that it works better for you to go in a different order. And then on number 7, we're going to phase out the foods that increase insulin requirements. And then they'll be ready to do what I like to call a 30-day metabolic reset. Once you've introduced them to new habits, new foods, new supplements, movements, etc., and they're ready to go, you can take them through a strict 30-day period that keeps everything in balance for 30 days. And that's when the magic starts to happen. Once they've gone through the 30-day metabolic reset, I give you details about how to take them through a transition period of putting back in some of the things they may have had to take out during the 30-day metabolic reset. And this is not like, yeah, okay, now they get to go back to eating Cheetos and drinking Coke. It's a matter of helping them to learn what they can be doing for life to maintain the benefits that they've gotten. And finally, a maintenance phase, which is you helping them to put together an eating and a lifestyle plan that's going to help them to maintain the benefits they've gotten and be comfortable and happy living with their habits. So let's go through each of these in a little bit more detail. Assessments. There's several areas of assessments that I recommend that you do with your clients. You may have some of your own assessments you already do, but I've given you each of these in the program. Insulin resistance assessment. That's basically, I call it a report card, a scorecard, where they fill out some questions and they get a score as to what their degree of insulin resistance is. I like to do that right at the beginning. I also have some short lifestyle assessments, and they're just little, maybe anywhere from 5 to 10 questions in each of the 5 major lifestyle areas, just to see where they're at right now. So you don't waste your time talking to them about certain dietary or movement things, and they've already got that wired. You can focus your attention on the things that need attention. I give you some lab testing suggestions, things that you can do right up front. You can send them to a lab to have done, or they can send them back to their medical doctor if that's what they choose, to have certain baseline lab testing to see where they're at in this cycle. There are some measurements that you can do with them, body measurements and also fitness measurements. So you can see where they are at the beginning. And then after they've gone through the 30-day metabolic reset, then you can retest them. And finally, what I think is key and which is going to set you apart from most other practitioners, because very few are doing this, is glucose testing and tracking. And I give you all the details that you need to teach them how to test their own glucose, when to test their own glucose, how to track it and how to see trends, and how to update and modify their diet so that they keep their glucose within a tight range. We're going to start with some supplements and foods and herbs that help to increase the sensitivity of their insulin receptors. And I've given you a list, some PDF files that contain these in there. The supplements basics, I give you 3 basic supplements that most everybody should start with: chromium, magnesium, and DHA. And then for people with more resistant cases, vanadium, then vanadyl sulfate. That's all in that document. I give you a PDF of beverages that help them to feel satiated between meals and also to help balance and reset insulin receptors. I give you a food list of all the different foods that have a positive impact on restoring insulin sensitivity. There's also a PDF of herbs that do the same and the mechanism by which they work. And then there's some more advanced supplements that you'll be looking at where your client is and seeing which of those fit. And I give you details for helping you to figure that out. On attitude and stress, I always start with teaching people the power of appreciation and breathing through what I call mini vacations. It's basically my variation on something from the Institute of HeartMath they call quick coherence. And it helps to shift them from stress to calm quite quickly. And it's something that right at the beginning, you want to teach people how to do so that they can master this and they can put it into play. And then getting them in touch with their visions and goals, teaching them various stress management techniques. You may have your own. I've given you a bunch of resources for that within the program. And then there's movement. You're going to see people in all different realms of movement, some of them that are training for events like marathons and triathlons, and others who are couch potatoes and sitting there and going to their mailbox as the biggest exercise. And you're going to learn to work with all of these types of people. One of the really great pieces I like to teach is burst training, just because of the effect that it has on lowering blood glucose rather quickly and building lean muscle mass. You've got videos in the site and all kinds of descriptions on how to do that and how to teach that to your clients. walking in aerobics. I point out that people don't have to be running for an hour and a half or even walking for an hour and a half, that shorter bursts of 10 minutes at a time, three times a day, has been shown to be just as effective as the longer stuff. So that's going to be good news for your people that you're working with. And stretching to keep the body limber. There's also other things in there, resistance training. But right at the beginning, if you can get somebody on this, this is going to really be helpful. We're going to teach you timing guidelines. And there's a whole chapter about this. And there's a whole set of resources and videos that describe the hormonal things that happen when you incorporate appropriate timing. There's important ones: stop eating at least 3 hours before bedtime, allowing 12 hours between dinner and breakfast, eating within an hour of getting up, especially a low carbohydrate, moderate protein meal with omega-3 fats. I teach you how to do that in the eating section. Spacing meals 5 to 6 hours apart with no snacking. These are guidelines that are super important to help people along the way. And you teach them this right up at the beginning before we're taking away a lot of foods from them. Just to change their timing, they start to see major changes. Sleep is super important for insulin resistance control. And I go into the details of this and you'll get charts that show you the various hormones that are involved. But these are some of the sleep guidelines to teach people: getting to bed by 11, 8 hours of sleep, turning down the intensity a couple of hours before bedtime. So many people are having trouble sleeping, but they're watching TV in bed. They're working on the computer right up until they go to bed. So I give you guidelines and techniques to help them with their sleep. And finally, I teach you some of the herbs that you can do to help people. If you can help people to get a good night's sleep, you are on your way to getting them to have good insulin control. Now we're finally going to get to that phase that most people don't like but needs to happen, is phasing out the foods that increase insulin requirements, like the high sugar, high glycemic foods, sugars and flours and cookies and candies and pies and bread and pasta, those sorts of things. Common allergens like gluten, dairy, corn, soy, eggs, and peanuts, plus anything they know that they're allergic to. Inflammatory foods. Certain foods are inflammatory. Some of the processed fats are inflammatory. We give you a guideline to go through for that. Nutrient-depleted and processed foods. And finally, heated and processed fats. These are the things we're going to be phasing out, and you'll have a detailed list in the program of how to do this and what foods and ways to work with people. And then finally, we put it all into action. Once you've taught them the basic guidelines, you want them to actually do it solid for 30 days. So I described to you a 30-day metabolic reset where you're keeping your insulin requirements low, what we're making sure they're taking supplements and herbs and doing activities that help to burn the sugar more quickly. Then I have guide you through very detailed guiding through moving them from that 30-day metabolic reset in the transition period to reintroducing some of those foods, not the stuff that they should avoid for life, which I identify, but the stuff that maybe they have to avoid because it raises their blood sugar and they've noticed that in doing the glucose testing. So I guide you step by step through a transition period, and then finally, you helping them create that maintenance diet for life that keeps them healthy, happy, and slim trim. We'll conclude our orientation to the Insulin Resistance Solution Program by reviewing the modules. There are 9 modules, and each of them is going to present a different aspect of the training that you're going to be doing with your clients and include the tools that you'll need to help them to be successful. So it's going to start with the introduction. That's module 1. That's where we're at right now. The second part is assessment. That's where we're going to go into major detail about all the different labs that you can run and how to actually test their glucose, how to motivate and inspire them to test their glucose, and how to interpret it when they do. Then we're going to go into the nutrition, the supplements, the foods, the beverages, all the different aspects of nutrition, the timing, snack attack strategies. How are you going to help them to create a diet that they love, that also loves them back, and that supports them in having healthy, happy blood sugar balance? Then we're going to go into stress, stress is big, it's huge, and it's something that most people don't even aren't even aware of how much they own. And this is stress from the standpoint of the mental, emotional stress, which is what most people think of, but also the physiologic stresses that can be putting a strain on the blood glucose balancing processes. We're going to go into fitness, and I'm going to teach you how to get them motivated to be fit in ways that don't take a lot of time and don't require them spending hours and hours at the gym every day. And we're going to go through a concept of burst training and a bunch of other different little video things that you can use to get them going. We're going to go into sleep next, because I've found out the hard way that sleep is so important for keeping your hormones balanced, especially the blood glucose, and that even one night of poor sleep, short sleep, can throw off your insulin sensitivity for the next day. Think about what that means in terms of long-term chronic sleep deprivation that so many of the people that we work with are suffering from. And finally, we're going to go into timing. We'll be going through that all along as I present the various options and protocols in nutrition, stress, fitness, and sleep. And then timing is so important that I feel that it deserves a module all to itself. Once we've gone through all those pieces, we're going to teach you how to put it all together, how to do a step-by-step insulin resistance reset, a metabolic reset, a 30-day metabolic reset, or longer if you need to with certain kind of chronic patients, people that are having a difficult time getting it all put together. So we'll have step-by-step implementation, and you're going to get access to my blood sugar management program, which shows you how I put it together in a group program and take people through it. And you'll actually be able to take yourself through it and see what it's all about. And then we're going to do some education and marketing tools. So how do you educate the community about the importance of insulin resistance? And we've got some really cool done-for-you resources there. And then how would you market that? How would you actually get out there, put together a program, and help a lot of people and at the same time prosper in your own business? So that's the program in a nutshell. This has been the orientation to it. And now let's just get started.